your love to the ground.
Well, hi, everybody, and another great big weekday welcome to all of you listening in along the Lucky You line from all of us out here on the Lucky You Ranch. I'm Ken Curtis, one of the sons of the pioneers, and in case you haven't heard our brand of music before, we're going to cook up a little bit of it right now.
Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, they are ringing out glory of the land. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, they are ringing out glory of the land.
The house is getting old and the benches are worn and the Bible am getting hard to read. But the spirit in there just assures you're born and I got all the comfort that I need, oh Lordy.
Hear them bells, don't hear them.
And shout with all our might to keep away the cold. But the bells keep ringing out the gospel I tell the story of the Lamb and told. Oh, sister,
hear them bells, don't hear them bells. They are ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells. They are ringing out the glory of the Lamb.
We go to church so early in the morn while the birds them singing in the tree, and the clothes I wear are very much worn cause I wear them out at the knees, oh brother.
Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, they are ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, they are ringing out the glory of the Lamb.
Thank you, thank you. You know, since Carl let us in on his Christmas project yesterday, things are really humming down here on the Lucky You. Everybody's been going in six different directions at once. I don't know what's being accomplished, but a lot of ground's being covered anyway.
Just a minute there, Kenneth, old Kenneth.
Yeah?
I've been busier than a paper hanger with a hive. Graham.
Shuggy, the expression is one-arm paper hanger with a hive.
No, it isn't. I haven't been that busy.
Oh. I'm very sorry I corrected you.
Oh, that's all right. You just don't let it happen again. That's all right.
Just what is it that's kept you so busy, Shuggy?
Well, I was working on our big Christmas party for the orphan kid. Well, I stayed up all night figuring where we could get some toys.
Hey, that's a good idea, Shug. And what did you end up with?
A bunch of figures. What's your way to go, Art?
I'd say you better go back and do some more figuring.
Well, at least, Ken, you know, Shug's trying.
Oh, hello, Lloyd.
Howdy.
I wondered what happened to you.
Well, I've been talking to George Putnam.
Oh, I guess that's pretty good talking, huh?
Oh, it sure is, Ken. I was telling him how folks always seem to feel at home when they come visiting down here at the Lucky U. And we figured out that it's because of the little things like, well, like a smile and a friendly greeting we try to give them. Now, those things sometimes go a lot further in making a person feel welcome than even a fancy 7-course dinner.
That's right, Lloyd. And you know, it's something all the folks should know, because as I was telling Lloyd, it's just as true in the big city as it is out here on the Lucky You Ranch. Why, take for instance a little thing like a can of Planters cocktail salted peanuts. Just you try serving them the next time you have a party and watch the way folks begin to relax and have a real good time. You know the nice thing about those good-tasting cocktail salted peanuts that Planters packs in those blue and yellow vacuum cans is that they're at home anywhere. They're high-toned enough for formal dinner or fancy cocktail party. And they're folksy enough to pass around anytime friends and neighbors drop in and good. Well, just listen to that rattle out here in the audience today. Are they good? Say, that word cocktail means the peanuts sealed inside those vacuum cans are big, plump, meaty kernels, roasted and toasted by Planter's own process, and then vacuum sealed to keep them oven fresh. Remember, those 8-ounce cans of Planter's cocktail salted peanuts are mighty handy for storing on kitchen shelves. They're ready to open at a moment's notice, ready to add extra flavor to cakes and cookies, to salad, and to hot dishes, too. And don't forget, they're easily recognized in your grocer's shelf because of that jaunty picture of Mr. Peanut. He's Planters' famous trademark. So put Planters' cocktail salted peanuts on your shopping list. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil.
I'm looking rather seedy now while holding down my claim, and my victuals are not always served the best. And the mice play shyly round me as I nestle down to rest in that little old sod shanty on my clay.
Oh, the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, while the boardrooms breast the howling blizzard is. And I hear the hungry coyote as he sinks up to the grass round that little old sod shanty on my clay.
Yet I rather like the novelty of living in this way, though my bill of fare is always rather tame. But I'm happy as a clam on this land of Uncle Sam, in that little old sod shanty on my claim.
Oh, the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, while the boardroof lets the howling blizzard in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he sinks up through the grass round that little old sod shanty on my claim.
My clothes are plastered o'er with dough, I'm looking like a fry, and everything is scattered round the room. But I wouldn't give the freedom that I have out in the West for the comforts of an Eastern man's old home.
All the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, while the boardroof lets the howling blizzard in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass round that little old
sod shanty on my claim. Thank you. Thank you. That was Tommy Doss, the untalkative member of the Sons of the Pioneers, but he sure makes up for it in singing, doesn't he? You know, we're getting wonderful letters from you folks out along the Lucky You line telling us about the good deeds people have done. We wish we had time to read all of them on the air, but of course we can't do that. So instead, we try to pick out what we think is the most deserving. And to that person the letter tells about, we give them a gold deed. This gold deed is an honest-to-gosh legal deed, making that person the owner of an acre of our Lucky You land, which, as you know, is down here in Southern California. Did you get the mail today, Lloyd?
I sure did, Ken, and we received a letter from a very courageous little girl who lives in Hollywood. I'd like to read it to you in her exact words. She writes, "Dear Lucky Hughes, I listen to you on the radio every day. I like to hear you read the letters about the folks' good deeds. I'd like to tell you about my mother. Her good deed is just being such a wonderful mother. I'm 9 1/2 years old. My daddy was killed before I was born. When I was born, the doctor said that I'd never be able to walk, but my mother didn't believe them. I've had 30 operations, and I can walk pretty good now. Mom says that if I keep on having faith, I'll be just like other kids someday, and will even be able to go to school. I'm going to the hospital again real soon for another operation. Mom comes to see me in the hospital every day, and all the kids in the ward like her because she acts so funny for them. even when I know sometimes her heart is crying. One day, a little boy was going to surgery, and he was real scared because his mother couldn't be there. So, Mom held his hand and said she'd be his mom for a while. Then he wasn't scared anymore. After that, all the kids in the ward called my mother Mom. I'd like to surprise Mom and have you read this letter on your program. Her good deed is being so kind and making me so happy. The letter signed Love, Nancy Hamilton, 2145 and a half North Ivar, Hollywood, California.
Thank you, Nancy Hamilton, for writing us about your wonderful mom. You just stick by your guns, because someday you will walk and dance and do all the wonderful things you've always dreamed about. And along with that gold deed we're sending your mother, we'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute from you to your mom.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away.
May you find a long-awaited golden day today.
May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortunes ten times 10.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk the sunlight shine and the bluebird in every tree. May there be
Good Lord bless and keep you, one of the really fine folk tunes of our time. Of course, another type of folk tune that all us fellas remember from the time we were button size is this one that old Hugh Farr is going to fire up on his fiddle right now.
Thank you.
was Hugh Farr, one of the famous Farr brothers, stirring up a little breeze on his flying fiddle to the tune of Whistling Rufus.
A breeze? Grab, I'd say, stirred up an Oklahoma twister. I tried to fly my bass fiddle like that once.
Yeah, what happened, Chuck?
I was grounded in Pismo Beach. Started.
That's what I figured.
Hi, fellas.
Well, hi, Betty. How are you?
I've got the most wonderful news about the Christmas party.
Good news, Betty? What is it?
Well, my pupils were listening on the radio as usual yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And they heard about the big doings for Christmas and that you all wanted toys to be sent in.
Yeah, that's right, Betty.
So guess what?
What?
Each one of them are going to go through all their toys and pick out their favorite toy and bring it in for the Lucky You party.
You mean that those little kids in District School number 3 are going to give away their favorite toys?
Mm-hmm. That's right, Lloyd. They feel by giving away their favorite toy to some child who is maybe not going to have the best Christmas in the world, they'll know those children will get the enjoyment out of that toy that they had.
Well, Betty, you should certainly feel mighty proud of those kids. It's an unusual thing when a child will give away his or her favorite toy to help make another child happy. That's a wonderful Christmas spirit, Betty.
Well, I'm pretty proud of them, too, especially when they thought it up all by themselves. In fact, I'm so proud I could...
Sing?
Well, yes, Lloyd, how did you know?
Well, because that's the way those big city radio shows would say it. Pretty clever, huh?
Uh-huh.
And I know that you know that... We know beautiful Ohio.
Well, then let's sing it.
You know, I was hoping you'd say that because I have the words right here in my pocket. Now, it's a shallow pocket, so we can start right now.
Drifting with the current down a moonlit stream, while above the head
again I see
visions of what used to be.
What you said about your pupils bringing in their favorite toys, and I think it's swell of them to do it.
Well, I'm pretty proud of them, too, Carl.
But what I wanted you to tell them is just like I want the folks to know who are listening in along our Lucky You line.
Yes?
Is for them not to worry if they're broken.
Oh, really?
No, because if it's possible to fix them, We're going to do it.
Why, I think that's wonderful.
Well, of course, it's better if they aren't broken, but either way, if they'll just bring or send them to Lucky U Ranch in care of ABC, Hollywood 27, California, we'll sure fix them up for Santa Claus to give all the children on Christmas Day.
Well, I certainly will tell them, and it makes me so proud I could...
Sing, Betty?
No, Carl. Ask the boys to sing.
By golly, we're getting more clever every time we open our mouths, aren't we?
If this happened one more time, I'm going to sing.
Hold it. No, let's not go overboard about the whole thing. Anyhow, I happen to know that this song is much prettier than yours.
You mean prettier than... Too old to catch my mustard anymore.
I'm afraid so, Shook. Yeah.
Well, prove it.
Okay.
Prove it, Shook.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight?
Are you rambling up the doggies that strayed so long ago? Are you on the trail of buffalo?
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight?
Are there rustlers on the border or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo?
Empty gun.
Covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight?
Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight
if you'll only say.
Thank you, fellas. That was lovely. You know, Hugh told me Tommy was in the ranch house writing a letter. Gee, I hope he hurries. I have to be getting back to my school.
Well, he should be back in a minute now, Betty.
It must be an important letter. Say, you don't think it could be to a girl, do you?
Well, I don't think so, Betty. But why don't you ask him? Here he comes.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Lloyd.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Tommy. Were you writing a letter? To someone?
I could figure that out myself. Now, don't be so smart, you knucklehead. I'll liable to haul off and knock the H out of you.
Tommy, were you writing to a girl?
Uh-huh.
You were? Oh, Tommy, your best girl?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy, quit teasing Betty and tell her that you were only writing to your mother.
Oh, and that's his best girl.
Sure, Betty, and tell her why you were writing, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, do.
Tell Betty it was because you remembered you had an attic full of old toys back home and that you were writing to have them sit out to Lucky You so we could give them away on Christmas. Will you please tell her that?
Uh-huh. Brother, I'm glad that is settled. Say, Hugh, have you got today's thought handy?
Well, I sure have, Lloyd. You know, our listeners out along the Lucky You line, they didn't send any along today, so I sure wish they would because we're running out of these things. So I put one down that I remembered having read somewhere else sometime or other, and it's a thought that to me is always a way of living. See if you don't kind of agree with me. Life is made up not of great sacrifices or duties, but of little things in which smiles and kindness and small obligations given daily are what win and preserve the heart and secure comfort.
That sure is a way of living, Hugh, and a good one. It's like my dad used to tell me, take care of the little things as they come along, and the big things will take care of themselves. And just to be sure we've taken care of everything, there's another type of folk music that America has been and probably will be singing for a long time. We're going to show you what we mean.
In the little red barn on the farm down in Indiana, let me lay my back on a sack of new mown hay. Round the barnyard where the barnyard folks are pally, let me dilly-dally all the live long day. I'm a Hoosier through and through, and my heart is fine for the sycamore trees where the wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on the little red barn on a farm down Indiana way.
Time to corral our little visit for another day. You know, it seems all too short to us out here on the Lucky You, because we really enjoy these daily get-togethers with you folks all out along the Lucky You line. It was real nice meeting Dink Swink yesterday. He's a strange sort of guy. Wonder what part of the West he's from. Well, anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, if you do have any toys that you can spare, send them along to us. Remember, that address is Lucky You Ranch in care of ABC, Hollywood 27. Because we want to have the biggest, best Christmas party those little fellas ever had. So long for now, from the Sons of the Pioneers, Frankie Messina, Betty Taylor, and all the rest of our Lucky You gang. This program came to you from the Lucky You Ranch. Until tomorrow, be Lucky You. America sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.